Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That would be a terrific idea. This is Dr. Joy Brown. I am back from the Holy Land. I will tell you all about it. As one of my listeners actually sent me an email this morning, they said, welcome back from your, instead of saying holiday, they said Holy Day, H-O-L-Y, which is pretty cute. So I am here live. We've got Rob and Terry and Jessica, and Terry called, who's going to call back. So I'm going to get to all of you. We have much to talk about today. I will tell you about the trip. We will talk about take the flag down and your feelings about that. But first of all, you know our priorities around here. I know our priorities around here. So, Rob, you get to be first. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. A special welcome.
Good morning. Well, actually, good afternoon, Dr. Joy. A long-time listener. First-time caller.
Well, terrific. What a great day to kind of start the process. How am I going to help you?
Yes. Basically, I wanted to say first, before I start, that long-time fan. I've been a fan of yours since 2000 when I discovered you in South Florida. And
great.
At the time, you were assisting a caller who was a police officer who was a single father who was having problems with two sons of his that he considered failures, and he felt his life was a failure. And on that day, you counseled him because he was near suicidal. And I heard that call. It was the first time I ever heard your show. I've been a fan ever since.
Well,
as for today, yes.
Okay. I mean, you're giving me goosebumps, but keep going.
Okay. Anyway, I'm calling today about my older sister. I'll start with the question, and then I'll fill in the blanks as you need them.
Okay.
How do you convince someone that they have a problem? Mental problem, actually, that they need help. Specifically, my older sister, love her to death. She's 52. We're good friends. We travel a lot together. She is a hoarder, and she lives with my mother, who's 77, at her house in Western New York. And basically, she's got a lot of issues, but the one I'm calling about today is that she is a hoarder. Basically, the house, the areas of the house that she inhabits are a mess. Her closet is stuffed with clothes. She has clothes lying on the floor from the closet. I also mentioned she's a school teacher. She has a lot of her teaching material running down the sides of the halls, into the living room, into the garage, into the basement. Basically, it's a fire hazard. And I also have a younger sister, and we visit every now and again, a couple times a year, because we live in different cities. And it's gotten to a point where we hate visiting because the house is such a mess. And my mother hates having company over because of this as well. And case in point, we've spoken to her about it several times as well, but her personality is such that she'll either get mad, start crying, she shuts down, goes in her room and sulks, or gives the silent treatment to both of us. In fact, last year, for example, my kid sister confronted her about this, and my younger sister, she shoots straight from she's a straight shooter, straight from the hip, and they didn't speak for 6 months.
We call it shooting straight from the lip.
Straight from the lip, yes.
Yeah, all right.
And the problem is we've attempted to clean up the mess before, and, you know, they've done it, but it always returns. And obviously that's just that's not really solving the problem or addressing the problem. That's just cleaning up a symptom. So how do we convince her that she's a hoarder, she needs to get help to alleviate this problem?
All right, there's several issues here, at least several. Understand that the basic issue about hoarding is, and maybe that'll help you a little bit, is people who hoard because they feel that if they don't hang on to this, no matter what it is, whether it's a piece of used aluminum foil or a newspaper or whatever it is, that if they don't hold on to it, they'll never be able to replace it. They can't get it back. So hoarding by definition is a statement of fear of loss. okay, which may help you understand. Let me ask you kind of the primary question here. You mentioned that your mother doesn't invite people over. Does your, I mean, and your sister is living with your mother. Has your mother ever said to your sister, look, you need to clean this up?
Yes, she has several times before.
And what is your sister's response when your mom says it?
She acknowledges it, and at times, because I was just home to visit a couple weeks ago too as well, she'll acknowledge it, she'll do some of the cleanup or start cleaning up, and it takes months to get that done, and then after it's done, the mess magically returns again. Always does.
Is there anything in particular that she, does she hoard everything, or is it newspapers? Is there a category of things that she hangs on to?
Actually, it seems like it's a lot. For instance, electronic equipment, we swapped out a lot of stuff like that,
yeah.
And defective equipment over the years and whatnot. And I told her, well, it's been replaced. You can go and recycle it or, you know, get rid of it. We don't need to have it hanging around. When I was back to visit 3 weeks ago, so I noticed in the garage some of the items that I told her to get rid of, they're just sitting there on the shelf, whole bunch
all right.
of them.
All right, let me ask you if this would work. Because understand that people only solve the problems that they see as problems. So it's not clear to me that she sees it as a problem. It's clear to me that she sees it as a social issue. But she's the big sister, so big sisters, you know, that kind of whole thing of, well, you know, I'm the one in charge, you know, you're not the boss of me, so that's probably not going to be profitable. But if you said to her, I'm just trying to figure out what would be the most effective, I'll tell you what, pretend I'm your sister, tell me how you want me to tackle this, just give me, pretend I'm your sister, and you're presenting this as a problem with a solution, what are you going to say to me?
You know that you have I notice you have a lot of things lying around the house. And specifically, I notice your clothing is, for instance, your clothing in your bedroom is on the floor. Doesn't that belong in the closet or say?
No, okay, not going to work. All right, because okay. She's going to view that as critical and none of your business. Okay? So that's not going to work. Let's just take this one issue, all right, and we'll go through some other ones. Instead of saying to her, have you noticed your clothes are on the floor? It's kind of patronizing. She's not going to buy that at all, and she's going to get hostile. Okay? And what we don't want to do is give her a reason to be angry with you as opposed to looking into the issue. So you might say to her, wow, you know, you've got such great taste in clothes. How about, is there, you know, I saw this thing on television where you can store winter clothes. You can put them in this thing, and they'll compress so you have more space. All right, so instead of saying you're doing something wrong, it's saying here is a solution that might help you with something that's obviously important to you, which is your wardrobe. Okay? So because if she in any ways views you as critical of her, she's going to respond with either tears or anger, which are really the same phenomenon, which is go away, leave me alone, you guys don't understand me. I'm taking care of mom, you guys have families, you know, this is all I've got, leave me alone. So it's not going to work.
Absolutely true.
So you may want to pick one area to start and say to her, hey, listen, I notice, this in the old days would have worked, we have to figure out a modern equivalent. I notice the Boy Scouts are having a paper drive. Would it help you if we came over to help to bundle up to the newspapers and, you know, and make a day of it where we take all the newspapers over to the Boy Scouts? In other words, you're offering, here's a specific area. We're not going to say that you're a hoarder. We're not saying you're a slob. But here's this one area of newspapers. And in addition, you know, I'll show you how to get them online. So, because she may say, well, you know, I haven't read them yet. Say, listen, I'll tell you what, I'll get you a subscription to the New York Times online so you can watch it anytime you want. And in the meantime, you would be helping to recycle. The Boy Scouts would be thrilled. We can go to the barbecue and we'll come and help you. In other words, here is something that kind of people change because they see themselves as having either a problem, which she may or may not, but something in it for them, that there's something worthwhile that will help them. So this may be a chance to help somebody else out. Let me just back off a little. My mother is a hoarder, so I'm actually very experienced at this. Let me help you understand, if you're dealing with a hoarder, what you do is make baby steps, because you're not going to change their personality. As I mentioned to begin with, the issue about hoarding is I can't get what I want. I've gone through some kind of loss in my life that makes me feel that no matter what I have, I couldn't replace it. I put you on hold, and I'll come back. I'll tell you about Mom. And folks, you know, I will get to all of you today. I'm delighted to be back. I'm delighted to be here to help you. And I promise I'll get to all of you and give you as much time as you need. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Need advice?
Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here. I am live. You're going to get a busy signal if you're calling right now, but we have 2.5 hours left. I am here live. I will be here certainly for the foreseeable future, so no worries, all right? And you get to listen to the program in the meantime. We're talking with Rob, who has a sister who lives with his mom, and she's a pack rat, and it's driving everybody crazy. And Rob's saying, okay, how do we tackle it? And I'm saying, being critical of her won't work. And people only solve problems when they view themselves as having a problem. So saying, what a mess. You know, the floor is a mess. The person who's probably the most valuable in your arsenal is your mom, because they are living together. So, but she, it sounds to me, if your mom is like my mom, she loves all of her children. So when you say to her, Sarah is really a pack rat, she's going to say, yeah, it drives me crazy. When Sarah says, Rob is bothering me about being a pack rat, she's going to say, yeah, he's always been bossy. So she, in theory, is your ally, but realistically is not necessarily going to be the lightning rod here, although it is her house. So at some point that her saying, she's saying to you, but my guess is she's not saying to your sister, this place is too big of a mess for me to invite people over. Because what she could say is, you can put anything in your room you want, I don't care about it, but in the living room you have to keep it cleaned up because I want to have friends over. But she's not saying that. We know that she's not saying that because we have the proof. All right, so here's the deal. I was talking about how do you deal with a pack rat, and my mom is one. And when I would go, I have tried everything in the past. I've said, Mom, I'm not going to stay with you because your house is a mess. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But what's been most effective with my mom is saying, Mom, listen, you know, there's a woman's shelter down the street. And I just was reading in the paper that they're really trying to collect nice clothes for women. So how about if we went through your closet and let's put all your white blouses out together and you pick the three ones you like the best and let's take over to the women's shelter. My mother is Imelda Marcos of Denver. She must have 40 gazillion pair of shoes and most of them are run down and awful. So I'll say, all right, Mom, let's take out all your black shoes and you pick the three ones you like best. And that actually has been workable because I said that way, no matter when you go to your closet, you're going to have your favorite stuff. And that might work for your sister. Because it does a number of things. First of all, it's doing good by getting rid, which is a whole different concept. Number two, it's saying you get to choose. Number three, there's the additional benefit of whatever you have in your closet looks terrific on you. You're always going to feel wonderful because you picked, instead of having 15 white blouses, you have the three that you love. And if she says, well, you know, I want four, fine. And what you do, and all right, the fourth possibility is saying, Mom, let's put things that you haven't worn for a year. We don't have to get rid of them. Let's just put them in a box and we'll put them underneath the bed. And if you haven't worn them in the next year, so she's not losing anything. It's still under the bed. And this can work either under the bed or let's put it in storage. You know, we'll pay for a storage closet for you. And the idea being, and any new white blouse that you bring in, something has to go out. So the idea being, she gets, yes, we love that one. So anything that if you buy a ring on Home Shopping Network, that's great, but one ring has to go out. If you see that they have a sale on green beans, well, green beans food is going to fall into a different category, although canned food, not necessarily. So the idea being, number one, she gets to pick one category. Don't try to do everything at the same time. That whatever she's getting rid of either goes into a temporary place and then it goes, or that it's doing good. It's raising money for somebody. It's going to a resale store. And anything that is in the same category that comes in, if something comes in, something has to go out. And quite often, people, once things are cleaned up, they like that because there is something wonderful about having something really, really neat and being able to go to your closet and everything there looks terrific on you.
Excellent.
Okay. All right.
Very
so,
good.
But the idea
that was the other thing. I was concerned about the problem coming back, which it has in the past. But that's a great idea.
Well, but if something comes in, something has to go out. Really does help. But the basic theory here, Rob, is empowerment, because the way that you guys have approached it, it's taking something away from her. That will not work. But if she gets to choose and she feels good about getting rid of something, it will change the dynamic. Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The podcast will be available in about a half hour. You can play it to remind yourself, and if it works, and picking specific categories, or let her pick a specific category. If we were gonna give something to charity in one category, what would you choose? Okay? The idea being she gets to choose at every step along the way. Okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Rob. Terry, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thanks for being patient. How might I help?
Hi, Dr. Brown. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you.
My husband and I have a hard decision to make, and we have been discussing it endlessly, and we can't seem to come to a decision that we're at peace with.
Okay.
And it's about, it's actually kind of a good thing, but we've lived in the Midwest all of our lives in the same city with where my family is. And my husband was offered a job in California to a city we'd always thought we'd like to live in, where mm-hmm. we've been to and visited and we like. But now that that's happened, I'm just feeling like all panicky about it. Like I thought I would want to move there, but now that the chance has come, I feel like I don't remember the part of me that actually wanted to move there. And
okay.
It's sort of spread to him now.
All right.
And he's been thinking about, oh, well, when I take into account my pension or whatever from the job that I have, it's not really as good. And
okay.
I can't seem to come to a decision.
When would you have to make the decision if you made the decision to move? Have you made the decision to stay or to go? When would that have to happen?
We need to do it very, very soon because we technically have already, but he
okay.
still has time to change his mind.
Fair enough. So the reason to go, as far as I understand it, is that you've been living in one place for a long time. This is a place that you thought might be interesting. What does the job look like? Is the job a better job than he has?
I would say it's roughly equivalent.
Okay. Is it the same company?
Exactly. No, it's a different company. It would be moving from working for a government to a private business, sector.
My understanding, how long has he been working for the government?
28 years.
So if he took a year off, could he go back to the government job if he wanted to? Or to a government job?
Well, we've assumed that he could not.
Maybe worth something investigating. My understanding is once you're tenured in the government, you may not be able to go back to exactly the same job, but you can go back. So that's number one to check out, okay? Because what we're really talking about here is the reason. Look, let me just give you one idea. People have the notion that if you've made the right decision, it'll feel terrific. That is a mistaken notion. Never buy into that because change is very hard for human beings. So anything that, I mean, even if it's wonderful, you're gonna panic about it. Let me put you on hold and come back to you. Folks, I know there are lots of you today. I'll get all of you, I promise. I promise. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. I'm not going to give you the phone number right now because the lines are all filled. But don't worry, I'm here. I'm back live. I was gone for a week. I guess a little more than a week. A week and 2 days because I was in Israel for about 10 days. But I'm back here. I will tell you all about it. But for right now, I'm taking your phone calls, being delighted to do it. Just be a little bit patient with me. And we're talking with Terry, who she and her husband have to make a decision. Do we stay or do we go? This is something they thought about for a long time. I was very excited about it. And I have said, you know, one of the assumptions that we either consciously or unconsciously make as human beings is if I've made the right decision, it'll feel terrific. And I'm here to tell you that is not the case. that you can't tell if a decision was the right decision or a wrong decision for a while. You can write down all the reasons, which Terry's having a hard time figuring out why we're thinking about going. And if you can resurrect those, that might help your stomach acid. But at this moment, tell me, do you own your own home in the Midwest?
Yes, we do.
Okay. Do you have kids that are going to be involved in this move, or are they all grown?
I have a daughter who has a serious mental illness who's in her early 20s that is will be moving with us.
Okay.
And I have two other children that are, one is in college and the other one is in he's in graduate school, but they've kind of moved on to their own lives.
Exactly. Great. So we don't have to worry about kids saying, I don't want to leave my friends. And they're
no.
basically self-sufficient with one exception here. All right. Mm-hmm. The first thing I would do is find out what the status is about moving back to his old job, just so he knows. But at this moment, and hopefully the answer is yes, because what I would do, I'm one of those people who really believes in the Helen Keller school of life, that life is daring risk or it's nothing at all. That what you don't want to do with your last rattly little breath is say, I wonder what would have happened if. All right? So here's the deal. You've been where you are. It's comfortable. And at some point, the idea of that change was really exciting. So what I would do at this moment is see how much I could hedge my bets. And if you can, so instead of selling your house, I might rent my house.
Well, that's too late.
You sold it?
It would be too late for that.
Well, honey, let me tell you, if the gods of real estate helped you sell your house, obviously you should move because you can always come back. And that's my point. That what if you don't make this move, you'll always wonder. If you do make it, one of two things will be true. Either it will be the best thing you have ever done, at which point, the idea of not experiencing this, I mean, unthinkable. Or it will be a disaster. If it's a disaster, what you will do is come back and appreciate what you had better. So I would say if you're looking at it from that point of view, there is essentially no downside. The only downside would be, for example, taking a loss on your house. That's already taken care of.
The thing that's been on my mind is that my parents are in their 80s.
Okay, let's look at your parents. Are they healthy now or not healthy?
They are starting to decline a little bit, but I'd say they're very healthy for their ages.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you got to move back with your parents, they're okay now, so you take the risk now.
Mm-hmm.
If either of them were in serious jeopardy, look, the point is, what you're doing at this moment is looking for reasons not to take a chance. And when in doubt, take a chance that essentially has no real downside to it.
Okay.
With the possibility of your husband's job. And I would check into that. My guess is if he was willing to take that other job, that the other job had something to offer him more than the government. If nothing else, how do you know how do you appreciate what you have? And let's try something else. And either you'll understand that you settled, and thank goodness you tried this because it's so much better, or you took a risk, it didn't work, so you appreciate what you had better.
Okay, although there's no guarantee that he could return to where he is.
Find out.
Okay.
I mean, just find out what the issue is. And you know, in the bottom line, you can make all the lists of positive and negative. But don't make the assumption that if this was the right move, we'd feel better about it, because it has nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's unconsciously what you're doing. If this was a good move,
true,
we'd still be excited about it. It's not. It has
true
nothing to do with
yeah
it. Let me give you the most vivid example I can think of. Two. One is that we know that the recidivism rate, or the it's not even recidivism, that people who've been in prison for long periods of time, who are about to be paroled, there's a huge percentage of people who will commit a crime in prison so that they cannot be paroled. Mm-hmm. And you'd think, why would they do that? And the answer is, what they know is what they know.
Mm-hmm.
The other horrifying example is people in concentration camps during World War II. And it's hard to imagine a more horrifying situation. But the thing that when they were liberated, they wouldn't leave. Because the idea of change is so scary to human beings that they'll stay in situations that are unthinkable. Your situation is obviously not unthinkable at all. But at one point, when you weren't quite so scared, it seemed like a good idea to try. I'd sort of see if you could get back to that one. Because there's essentially no, very little downside. Find out about your husband's job. But understand, you're working on the assumption that if it was the right idea, we'd feel better about it, and it has nothing to do with anything.
Okay.
All right. Oh, except one factor. If you can't hear my program there, don't go. I'm kidding. You can hear my program anywhere. I mean, look, let's understand what the criteria is, what the important things are.
If I couldn't hear you, there's no question I would not budge.
You can bless your little pee-picking heart. You can always hear me on the Internet, right, and podcast. So no worries.
Right.
All right. I'll go with you wherever you go. I'll be walking there with
deal.
You. All righty?
It's a deal. Thank you.
You got it. Let me know what you decide.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I was going to give you the phone number. I'm not going to do it right now, which is because the lines are all full, and I don't want to add to your frustrations. Jessica, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. The reason I was calling, I'm trying to ask your advice regarding my daughter. I'm concerned about her health because she's working so hard. She's the sole provider for her family. She has two kids going to college. She has a mortgage, you know, and the usual bills. She's married. Her husband's a stay-at-home dad. And she travels 2 hours to and from work. She's constantly on the go. When she comes home, she has to cook supper or do food shopping, do the laundry.
Darling, before I let you get much farther in this, has she come to you and said, Mom, I'm so exhausted, I don't know I can't see straight?
No, but I could. I see,
Jessica? Jessica?
I know. My
darling.
I knew you were going to say that, but I'm so worried about her.
I know you are. But so the way to deal with the worry is saying, for example, in fact, I'm about to read a commercial for a new sponsor of my program who will actually deliver food to your house. So one of the possibilities, it's called plated.com, and you'll hear about it, I think, tomorrow. And so one of the possibilities is saying, hey, darling, for Mother's Day, or I guess Mother's Day has come and gone, for your birthday or for the 4th of July or for no particular reason except I love you, I'm going to supply this wonderful place, plated.com, and I'm going to send food to you for a month so you don't have to cook. And see how she feels about that. But going to somebody and saying, I mean, my mother, let me tell you, and I'm not making fun of moms. I am one. But I will also tell you, my mother, when I said I'm going to Israel, she said, don't go. And I said, why not? And she said, it's too dangerous. And I said, Mom, for that 8 days, I'm going to be the safest person on the planet. Nobody wants me dead. But that's what moms do is I worry about you. You work so hard. I'm fine. And my finest moment as a mom, I tell you this, not actually, to brag a little, but to actually, when my daughter said, I'm going to Alaska to tag seals, my thought was, oh my God, seals, they attacked me. And my finest moment as a mom was said, have a good time, honey. Because when we say to our adult children, I'm worried about you, when they have no worries about themselves, we're in some ways recreating the role when they were much younger. And partially we're doing that because it makes us feel better. It's reclaiming a role that's familiar to us. But the price tag on it is it tends to demean them. It tends to make them feel that we don't trust them, that they're not in charge of their own destiny. If our kids come to us and say, I'm worried about this, then instead of saying, well, here, let me take care of it, our response should be, is there something I can do to help you? To give them the respect that they're asking for. Your daughter is not saying, I'm exhausted. Your daughter's not saying, I can't do this. If she does, then instead of saying, well, if your husband, you know, worked more, and that's being judgmental. It's being negative. It's going to make her mad at you.
But I was trying to get her to have her family help her, like delegate. Why
Jessica?
Come home and have to cook.
Jessica?
What does her husband do all day?
Jessica, I hear. But let me tell you what she's hearing. Mind your own business, Mom. You've never liked my husband. You don't understand. You had a different kind of relationship. Why can't you respect my choices? And that's the problem, is that she feels every time you say something like that, you are not respecting her choices, which means you're not respecting her. Put you on hold. Be right back. I'm Margaret, Tom, and Ralph. I will get to all of you. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area, risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6303. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. Grant Stevens, board-certified plastic surgeon.
I feel confident recommending Viviscal to women with hair loss, thinning hair, or even dry or brittle hair. It's 100% drug-free, and it's backed by years of clinical research.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-961-6303. 800-961-6303. That's 800-961-6303.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. We were talking to Jessica, who has a very hardworking daughter. But Jessica, and Jessica's saying, you know, I'm worried about it. I'm saying, is there any indication? I mean, has she had heart palpitations? Because, look, if there are any medical issues, if she has heart palpitations, if she's not sleeping, she's either going to come to you or more likely go to a doctor and say, I have these issues. And if she describes her lifestyle, the doctor's going to say, you need to cut down or whatever. But hearing it from your mom, as you know, if your mom had said, gee, why doesn't your husband make more money, or I think he should take you on vacation more, or how come your kids don't call you more often, you don't take that as mom being concerned. You take that as mom criticizing.
Maybe you could explain her thinking. I don't understand why she doesn't ask her family for support. Like, in other words...
No, I know what the words mean. I know what the words mean. Listen, my dear, it may be that it's important to her to prove that as a working woman she can do everything else, that she can also do the cooking and be a good mom. You can ask her. I mean, it's not an unreasonable question, but you have to be careful how you ask it. You can say, gee, honey, you seem to be doing so much. I'm just kind of curious about why you haven't asked the kids to make dinner for you. But you have to make it so you are being genuinely curious, not being critical.
That's what I need. I need the right verbiage to use, because I don't have that. I'm like a 2x4 beside
it. I hear. All right, so listen. So take her out. Okay, mommy board, mommy plank. All right, here's the deal. So take her out. But you're going to have to be really cautious about this, because when you say, honey, let's take you out for a mani-pedi, or I'm going to take you out for lunch, she's going to think, oh, she's going to rail into me again about why my kids aren't better and I'm such a crummy mother and why are they not helping. So you're going to have to be very careful. Just say, you know, I am so proud of you. You are just, you know, you are my hero. Let me just, you know, I was awake last night and I was trying to figure out how, you know, what you're thinking is about why you're not asking your kids to make food. I'm just curious about it. And I'm not trying to be critical. Please don't take it as critical. I'm just curious. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. But you're going to have to be really careful. And if she says, oh, Mom, you're being critical, saying, look, I know in the past I've seemed like I was railing at people. I'm just kind of curious. I guess... And you could say, you know, you guys were, you know, I can remember that it was really difficult to get you guys to clean your plate or to put the dishes in the dishwasher or clean your rooms or whatever. And I guess I just expected that you were probably better at it than I was. But you have to be genuinely curious, not being, you're my little precious girl and I don't want you to work so hard and you have all these thugs who don't appreciate you. Can't do that. Because then she'll just get mad at you. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
Good. All right, Jess. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good morning, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Margaret. How are you today?
Very well. It is a great pleasure to speak with you again.
Well, thank you. How am I to help you?
I am the one called you a few months ago regarding I found my daughter in China after 30 years of separation.
Right.
When I went to China to visit her 2 years ago, I gave her a suitcase full of my clothes. Most of those clothes are near new condition with classic style. However, when I talked with her last night on a Skype, she told me that she planned to let go of my clothes. My question for you is it appropriate to ask her to send my clothes back to me through the post office by boat? The cost will be very low. Of course, I need to find out if she keeps those clothes in good condition, then I still can use them. I know she only wears my clothes only a few times. I am the person who likes to live below my means, and I hate to waste. Or should I just let it be? What should I do?
What does your instinct tell you?
Well, I don't know. I think all night I just think about you. Don't know what to do. To ask about you.
You know, I hear what you're saying. Understand, my darling, that first of all, use clothes. And I'm kind of like you. I'm kind of waste it drives me crazy and whatever. But at this particular situation, if she thought the clothes were still valuable, understand from her point of view, they were used clothes. It may or may not have been an appreciated gift. I mean, I send one of my sister's clothes. Or I used to send her clothes all the time because we're about the same size. And I live in New York, and I have, to be quite honest, much more fashionable wardrobe than she does. And she, you know, she doesn't have much money, so I was sending her clothes. And she was finally saying to me, would you stop sending me stuff? Because, you know, they were used clothes as far as she was concerned. So I thought I was doing a good deed. She thought I was being a pain in the neck. So at this particular juncture, you know, if there's one particular outfit that you felt very strongly about, given the fact that they were used clothes to begin with, they've been gone for 2 years, my guess is you can do very well without them, and presumably she'll give them to somebody who needs them or wants them in China. So I just say, you know, if there's one outfit or something that you really want, you could say, look, let me send you the fare, and you can send them back, but I'd probably let them go. I mean, go and buy yourself. Obviously, you've done without them for 2 years. You'd already worn them. Go buy yourself something lovely. For whatever the cost of getting them back to you is, go buy yourself a new outfit. I'd let it go.
Oh, so you said just let it go.
Yeah, I would let it go.
Sam, those clothes are very good condition. I only wear them once or twice. They are from Nordstrom's, you know.
I got it, Margaret. I got it. I got it. I got it, but Nordstrom still has clothes, as far as I understand it. It's going to cost something to get them back. They're already 2 years old, plus however long you had them. They're clothes. Clothes are meant to be disposable. Presumably she's giving them to a charity or something. I'd let it go.
So you just let it go.
Yeah, and you can tell her, listen, tell me if you'd like me to send you some new things to replace those, or you'd rather just shop for yourself in China. And that way you'll know. But, I think saying, please send the clothes back, it sort of implies that you're being a little bit critical of her, that, you know, here are these great clothes. I gave you these great clothes. I want them back. I'd let them go.
Okay.
And I mean, whatever it would cost to get them back, Nordstrom's will have end of the summer sales. Go buy yourself something lovely. And think of it as a gift from your daughter.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Margaret.
Thank you for your wisdom.
Well, thank you, sweetie. And listen, I'm like you. I love used clothes, and I like sharing. But you and I are not everybody agrees with us. So let it go.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and enjoy getting something new. All right, Abe, I can now give out a phone number because I have an open line. Ralph, call back. I know it's going to be a while. Tom, tell me what we're going to be talking about, then I'll put you on hold, and you'll get as much time in the second hour as you need. What's on your mind, sir?
I am the grandparent of a almost 3-year-old who lives with me and mm-hmm. is about to be reunited with his biological father. And
okay.
I'm not quite sure how to what to do to prepare him or
okay.
not prepare him for that.
Fair enough. I'll tell you what. Well, when we come back, tell me the circumstances under which you've had him. Has he seen his biological father in the 3 years you've had him? Fill me in on the details, and I'll walk you through it, all right? 855-993-7569. I now have some available lines, so if you can afford to wait a little bit, you can call now. If you're feeling impatient, then you can wait about 15 minutes. 855-993-7569. We'll start with Tom. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. will must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.